Friday of the second week of Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Mark 3:13-19. Jesus went up the mountain and summoned those whom he wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, whom he named Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother James, whom he named Boanerges, that is, son of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, Jesus went up the mountain. What does a Jew think of this imagery? Yes, it's Moses, the new Moses, who went up the mountain to be with God and to receive the Ten Commandments that will be the basis for the covenant. Now Jesus is the new Moses who is with God and who is establishing his new church. And then we hear that he summoned them. It's Jesus' sovereign decision and authority, not influenced by any worldly reason. And he appointed the 12. What would the Jews think about the number 12? Yes, the 12 apostles are representing the 12 tribes of Israel. It's a new beginning. It's the church that is being founded on these 12 pillars. Now, the next thing we see is the reason why he's calling them. Now, notice that they're apostles. They're named apostles. Apostle is one who is sent. That's what the word means. One who is sent. Up to now, they were disciples. And we hear Jesus going with his disciples here and there. Disciples is the universal call. We're all called to be disciples, which means that we are learning from Jesus, that we are living with him, learning and growing into his heart. That's universal for all. Apostles are a few whom he calls to a particular mission. And in this case, is to be the heads of the church. And so he gives them authority. Now, there's only two aspects of the ministry of the apostle that are mentioned here in Mark. Well, three, actually. The most important and the most foundational, to be with him. And that's also for the disciples. But the apostles most especially have to be with Jesus. They have to think with Jesus. They have to act with Jesus. We say no longer two, but one in his sacrifice of love. Only then can they teach everybody to do the same. So the first thing apostle has to do or to be is with Jesus. And then the twofold aspect of the ministry, to preach and to drive out demons. And they are always necessarily inseparable. If one preaches in the name of Jesus, with his authority, with his anointing, the demons will be driven out. And so an exorcist is not powerful because he knows special prayers or special rituals, or not even because he has a lot of experience, even though that is an asset. But the power comes from being with Jesus, speaking in the name of Jesus, and that drives out the demons. In fact, we know from one of the writings of St. Justin Martyr from the very early church that he explains that Christianity would spread because of the power of Christians to drive out demons. What happened is many pagans believed that there were demons, and they had pagan priests and sorcerers and magicians who tried to cast them out, and they were powerless. But the Christian, by mentioning the name of Jesus, had the power to cast them out. So it became evident that there is power in the name of Jesus because they saw the difference. To the degree that we as Christians believe this and live accordingly, we have authority over our own lives. We can cast out temptations, and we can help others as well. We have to have this faith. And that's why I always say, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is proclaim the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. And throughout the day, you know that you are being with Jesus. And if you're tempted, don't get shaken up. Don't be afraid. Just know who Jesus is and proclaim his name and go against those lies with the truth of the Lord. So he chooses the 12, and we see that Simon is called Peter. The changing of the name represents a new life, a new ministry.